Okay, I am here at the Podcast Expo 2006, and we've got some people here from the OC Podcasters booth. Tell us your name and your website, your podcast.
So I'm Steve Klassen, and we're with GeekFit.com.
Yep, Jason Tucker, GeekFit.com.
Scott Stiles, Curbside Investigator.
And you've got a few more.
I've got a few more. I also do a couple casts with my wife. It's called This Married Life. It's at thismarriedlife.com. And I do a music show. It's kind of brand new, just rolling it out. It's called The Open Window. You can find it at openwindowpodcast.com.
And then you have a second one, huh?
It's everythingtech.tv. So it's a screencast type website, you know, type podcast.
And what about you? Do you have an extra one on the side?
I am an underachiever. I have a job.
All right, now, so websites. Let's start with you because you have three different podcasts. Do you make your own websites?
Sort of. I do. I do the content. I have a tech guy, Jason, here that makes them look real pretty and gets everything cleaned up and fixes my mistakes.
So are you the guru in the group?
I'm one of the tech guys. He does tech stuff too, but yeah, I do all the WordPress. We use WordPress for our content management, so we have that all set up, and then we also, I make them look good.
I'm a network engineer. I just make sure the machine stays online. I set up the domain name, that kind of thing, and Jason handles all the website stuff.
Okay, now all three of you are members of the OCPodcasters.com. booth or group, and also you've been pretty much at the booth both days. Give me some feedback on the expo. Say your name and then your feedback.
So this is Steve Klassen, and we had the morning spot both days, 10 to 11 or roundabout, and so we did that, and then one half of us would do some promoting, standing in front of the booth answering questions, things like that. It's been a pretty nice turnout. We've had a lot of people coming through and a lot of interest, a lot more than I ever expected.
And Scott, I'm Jason Tucker. Scott and I have been working out, trying to get the booth set up and trying to make sure everyone's able to come, getting the scheduling worked out, getting the booth set up, getting all the equipment and whatnot all hooked up.
Did you have time to visit any booths? If so, which ones did you enjoy here, besides the OC Podcasters?
You know, this is Scott. Most of our efforts have been focused on making sure the OC Podcasters booth stays up and running and everything stays online, but getting around to see the other booths has been a lot of fun. It's been challenging because we'll get over there and then we have to run back to our booth and handle something. But everything's been great. It's been a lot of fun. The run in the booth, podcasting's been great. It's been fun prying the other OC podcasters away from the microphones. They've wanted to stick around and keep going beyond the hour that they signed up for. So the whole thing's just been a blast. It's been a lot of fun.
That's great. Yeah, we have to thank you for just making sure it runs real smooth. Now, how do people listen to all the different shows that happen this weekend? Do they go to OCPodcasters.com?
Yeah, we're going to go to OCPodcasters.com. You go in there, you get look at all the archives. We're also going to do it like a podcast where we're going to release one per week and just get everything all, you know, signed up.
Great. Who's got the stats right now on the OC Podcasters meetup group? How many members there are? Does anybody remember the last count?
We've got about 200 members. We seem to have about 35-40 that show up regularly, and then depending on what is going on, we probably have about 50 that are a little bit more involved, you know, when things are a little bigger. Like for this event, we had probably 50 people that were interested in taking part in some way.
Now, did you meet a lot of new, like, beginners or people that are just finding out about podcasting, or did you meet mostly really technical people that knew the ins and outs?
So this is Steve again. It seemed that a lot of the people that we talked to were relatively seasoned podcasters that were in their, you know, 15 or better episodes. But there were a few neophytes that are kind of feeling their way around, and, you know, they've been to one or two of the meetings, and, you know, I'm not part of the Orange County Podcasters. I'm from up north. We do a double-ended podcast.
That's right.
Right.
But we're allowing you to sit in with us.
Right, because I'm joined at the hip with Jason here. But yeah, so there were some beginners, some all the way up, and, you know, all over the board.
Okay, now your podcasts aside, just think of the ones that you listen to. Which do you think are the best, what's the best length, the time period that a podcast should be? I'm talking to Steve.
Yeah, I would say they come in a few different flavors. There's the 60-second short ones. I think anything, and then there's the half hour and an hour. I think anything that's not in one of those slots is kind of awkward. Because, you know, when you try to set some time aside to listen to a podcast, you know roughly how long that podcast is supposed to be. And if it's some odd time that doesn't fit into one of those three categories, it's kind of hard to gauge your time. So,
what do you say?
I'd say an hour. If you do an hour, an hour show, that's good. If you did a half hour show, I think hour, half hour is good.
Okay. How about you?
I like the 30-minute time format. Anything shorter, and I shouldn't be saying this because my main show is only about 18 minutes, 20 minutes long, but I like 30 minutes. Anything shorter, just as you're getting into it, it's over. Anything longer tends to kind of take forever to get through, especially when you're sitting there hitting pause when you get interrupted, or you're stopping because you got to go do something. And an hour show will take me 3 days to get through with all the stops and starts, and I'm reluctant to get back into it because of the length of the show.
All right, how much, I'm going to say, pre- and post-production time do you put into your finished product?
Well, his hums and ahs, it's probably about 3 hours worth of production, but drop it in, it's probably about half an hour, 45 minutes.
And you have three different podcasts, so you can answer that.
And it varies depending on the show. My music show, I do straight through. If it's a 25-minute show, it's 25 minutes of work. Maybe a little bit more just to get the songs lined up. My other shows, they're not. I don't do a whole lot of post-production, so that's not really an issue. I just normalize the audio, and that's about it. I'm not a big fan of covering up my mistakes and making them go away. I just kind of blow right through them.
All right. Now, when I describe a podcaster, it's basically a white male between 20 and 40, happily married. Seems like podcasters are happily married. I mean, I'm wondering if the podcasting and the talking makes you more you communicate more with your family. Maybe are you getting in touch with maybe a feminine side? You've already proven that you could pop out some kids and you're a macho man. What do you think about my reasoning here?
That is the most interesting question I've ever been asked. You win. I have no idea how to answer that. I would say, well, my wife and I talk quite a bit. Maybe we talk a little bit more because I'm getting used to hearing the sound of my voice. So, you know, whereas mostly I'm mostly taciturn, don't talk a lot. I'd say I talk a lot more to my wife.
So how has it affected you, too?
Well, I kick my kids out of the house when I actually record, so it's nice and quiet. But, yeah, I talk to my wife quite a bit and get to talk to her about podcasting, which she absolutely hates, and it's great.
Oh, is it your wife that says, oh, you're going off to meet with those pod people? Was that your wife?
That's correct. Well, no, it's
our wives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They say the same thing. I think that you have to have a good relationship to be able to put the family aside and take the time to do this that it takes. Because even if you're doing, like I do a show with my wife, I still have to at some point push her to the side and sit down and do post-production or the pre-production work that she's not involved with. And so you have to be able to have that understanding that this is something that you want to do and you enjoy. And it's not going to work if you don't have a good relationship already.
All right. And then another thing, I'm assuming that none of you smoke. Is that true?
I do not smoke.
Nope, don't smoke. Nope.
All right, so I'm just wondering if podcasting is like the healthy husband hobby.
It's entirely possible, but given the genre of our podcast, we kind of got to not drink a lot, don't smoke. You know, even if I am smoking, I say no.
I say no. It's not the healthy genre because every podcaster I know drinks like a fish.
Really? Yeah. But they drink at home and they don't drive, right?
Yeah, but with Scott's podcast, yeah, definitely they get drunk.
There's a lot of drinking podcasts.
Yeah, there are. Lots of beer drinking and everything. Okay, so are there any companies or products that you would like to push, names that you want to drop? Or is that anti? You don't do that.
I'm drawing a blank.
Trainio.com.
Yeah, Trainio.com.
Trainio.com. Yeah.
I would say that if you need an investigator, you can get in touch with me through the Curbside Investigator podcast, or you can get in touch with me at my email address, scott@sunsetwestpi.
Hey.
If you're in the 562 area code.
Oh, there you go. All right. And why don't you give us your URL once again?
It's geekfit.com.
Yep, geekfit.com.